When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger. For thousands of appetizing ingredients that inspire countless mouthwatering meals. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week, and up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with points. So you can get big flavors and big savings. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Welcome back to Hour 2 on a Friday. Steve Sipple, Jake Sorensen, Bill Bush on early break. Hour 2, as always, sponsored by our friends at Midwest Bank. Member FDIC. Location in South Lincoln at 27th and Jamie Lane, also at 70th and Pioneers. And what does Shin Daddy have going on a Friday in Creighton, Midwest Bank, Bill?
Well, remember, Friday is 2 for 3. It's Steve Sterling.
Oh, yes, Steve Sterling.
Steve Sterling's Shin Daddy makes his picks. So, we've got Nevada at San Jose State. San Jose State is favored by 7.5. He's taken San Jose State. At that. Colorado State at Oregon State.
Ooh.
Oregon State is plus 14 or minus 14. They're favored by 14. He's taken Colorado State. He feels Oregon State will win, but Colorado State will cover.
Is that right?
So he's taking Colorado State to cover.
It's Jay's record right now, Norvell.
What's that? I think they're 2-3, maybe 2-2. It's not been real, not real great. And then you've got Temple at UConn. UConn's favored by 13. He's taken UConn
to cover.
So we got San Jose State to cover, Colorado State to cover, UConn to cover.
Think about UConn as an athletic department right now with the coach. They have Hurley, Ariema, and Mora.
Jim Mora Jr.
That's pretty big names in the UConn athletic department.
Yeah, you're feeling pretty good. You've just won back-to-back national championships. They're walking around pretty good in basketball. Like that. And guess what? UConn, no one cares. They're playing some football. They're playing really good football. More, I talked about it. I said all of a sudden they got just destroyed in the first game. Since that time, nope, been playing really well, scoring on offense. They're going to be a bowl team. UConn will be a bowl team. Again, that'll be 2 out of 3 years for Mora at UConn. When you take a job, the UConn job would be like right up there with the hardest one. Like, it's like UConn and UTEP. Let's battle this thing out. Let's see how we can, let's get this thing going.
Ben, I'm going to impress Ben right now. Ben, just so you listen to the show, I dined with Jim Mora one time.
Where at?
At the bowl game when Nebraska played out there.
2015.
Yeah.
Farmers Bowl.
We sat together at this function. Yeah. It was a fascinating moment for me. Yeah. Now, I'm easily fascinated by the coach's profession. When Tommy Armstrong walked in the room, he was looking at him. I go, well, that's Tommy Armstrong. He goes, I know. I was hoping he wasn't that big. And because,
Mora said that?
Yeah. Because Tommy's a physical runner.
Yes.
And Mora is smart because Tommy ran the hell out of it in that game. And he knew it would be a problem because of his size.
The comeback. Yeah, the rest was
He was eyeballing him. I said, what's the deal? And I was hoping he wasn't that big. But Tommy was pretty big.
Yeah, absolutely.
Well, anyway.
Thanks to Shin Daddy for his picks.
We are now 2 for 3. Thank you.
Shindy.
Yes.
Shindy's trying to upstage Sterling.
He's impossible.
Tries. No, upstaging. He just picks some obscure games he feels are winners. And right now, if you bet with him last week, you're a winner.
And he knows football.
Well, we are now joined by Lee Sterling, Paramount Sports Lee. Good morning. 4-1 week for you last week in your picks. Whoa. Well done, Lee. Well done.
Thanks. Yeah.
Good job, Lee.
Can't complain. Doing on well. A couple of the games that I was just rooting for wins, had to sweat out that Alabama game. Who would think up 28-0 they would trail in that game? And then my Miami Hurricanes had to wait over 8 minutes for them to decide whether it was a catch or not on the Hail Mary. So that's why we keep coming back, now, college football.
Now, Lee, before we move on, that game, Miami game, I know you're a Hurricanes fan, but do you really feel like they won that football game? Was that the right call on the last play?
So I'll give you a couple takes on that. The angles that they had on the replay were terrible. But I did not think that he caught the ball, number one. So I was shocked that they ruled it a touchdown. Then they could have called interference. Richard, the defensive back number 25 from Miami, they could have called him for interference. He was face guarding and made contact with the receiver, which they didn't call. And then I was, floored that they decided to change the call.
They overturned it.
Overturned it, which was, I mean, I thought it was over. I told my wife, it's over. They lost. Mm. And so Miami, I guess, finally got a break.
Yeah, I guess so. Joined by Lee Sterling. Let's go to this week's picks. Lee, in the Big Ten, Indiana is 5-0 with Kurt Google Me Signetti. They are 13.5-point favorites. A chance to be bowl eligible before their bye week at Northwestern. Do they win and do they cover this weekend, Lee?
Well, this kid's a pretty good coach. I mean, he's doing a really good job, and they got some weapons on offense. Can they beat an Ohio State or Oregon? I don't think so. But how are they improved? Offensively, they got weapons. On defense, they only had 20 sacks last year, all season. They have 17 so far this year. And also special teams are a top 10 special teams. Northwestern is just bad on offense. I mean, almost historically bad. They've only scored 2 touchdowns this year on Division I opponents, and one came in overtime against Duke here. I think Indiana empties the tank. Indiana 38-13.
The Hoosiers are bowl eligible by October 5th. That would be impressive by Signetti. Moving on, Oregon, 24-point favorites against Michigan State on Saturday, Lee.
Yeah, so Oregon is not doing it with offense this year. Defense, number 9th rated overall defense. So they're going to have to stop Michigan State. How can they do that? Michigan State's 42nd rushing offense isn't bad. 98th passing, not good at all. But here's their biggest problem. They're 129th Division I football and finishing drives in the red zone. That is just atrocious. Their quarterback, Aiden Childs, just reckless with the ball, taking too many chances, always trying to push the ball down the field. Eventually, he'll probably learn, but it's going to be tough for them. Oregon only had 4 second-half possessions, and they kind of just, you know, ran the ball, and they haven't shown much all season. I think they start opening it up here. A lot of people will play the Jonathan Smith angle, former Oregon State alum, former coach there, knows Oregon well here. He just doesn't have the horses here. I think Oregon pulls away late, 38-10.
38-10, yep. Ducks stay undefeated. Yep. Moving on to Washington. This is odd. Michigan is the 10th ranked team in the country. They go to Washington, who's 3-2. Washington's a 2.5-point favorite. Lee, is the right team favorite here?
All right, so let me tell you about a betting angle.
Okay.
That is a blind angle that I play almost as soon as I see it, I play probably 95% of the time. A team that is not ranked, if they are favored, you just bet on them. They cover like 64.5% of the time the last decade. And Washington falls into that criteria here. Michigan, how long can they play with fire without a real passing game? It's eventually going to catch up with them. 118 yards passing the last 2 games. This is their first road game. They're going to go cross-country. Washington had to do it last week. Couldn't come up with a big play against Rutgers. I think that's going to happen here again. Michigan only won third down conversion last week. Not good enough here. This is if you're thinking it's like a rivalry here now, starting because of the national championship game, looking for revenge, well, you can look at it that way, but I think it's going to be a boring game. Washington wins on a field goal, 23-20.
Yeah. Is some sort of revenge in the title game, yeah. But not really, because they then win the title. Moving on to Ohio State, 19.5-point favorites against Iowa. On Saturday, Lee, will the Buckeyes roll or the Hawkeyes give them a game?
So they're going to have to get more out of Cade McNamara. And you can't average 80 yards passing against your decent defenses, which he did against Iowa State and Minnesota. Just not good enough. Not up to the task here. Iowa's defense has given up 13.8 points per game. But they, since the start of last year, they really haven't played any good offenses. Very few. And when they did, they gave up 26 to Michigan, 35 on a neutral field to Tennessee in the bowl, 31 to Penn State here. So Iowa State team blitzed them 2 years ago, 54-10. It's not going to be that bad. I just don't think they have those top-end players. They've been playing the same defense for like 25, 30 years. Hasn't changed. Bend but don't break. But those receivers and running backs for Ohio State, they can break a tackle, get open, go the distance here. I like Ohio State,
38-14. Buckeyes. Yep. Here in Lincoln tomorrow, 3 p.m. kickoff. Yep. Rutgers is 4-0. Tough win against Washington on Friday night. Nebraska 4-1, rough first half, but they do pull away and beat Purdue 28-10 last week. Huskers are 7-point favorites. Lee, do you like them against Rutgers tomorrow?
So Rutgers reminds me a lot of Illinois. I mean, they have a coach that...
Question for you. Would you rather pay $150 a month or $15 a month to work out with the same high-quality gym equipment? At Planet Fitness, you can get top-tier equipment for $15 a month. Plus, save $28 or more when you join now during our Strong Choice Sale. Our weights weigh the same, you just don't pay the same. Enjoy free fitness training and 24-hour access at most clubs, all in the judgment-free zone. Join Planet Fitness today and save $28 or more when you join for $1 down, $15 a month, cancel anytime. Deal ends October 10th. See club for details.
That will play some really good defense in Greg Schiano, if you know his whole background. He was at Rutgers. He was with the Bucks as a head coach, Miami defensive coordinator in Ohio State. And finally, they're winning after a win. They end up losing, but they're 7-1-1 against the spread following a win. So they are a run heavy, good defensive team, similar to Illinois. Nebraska is a better team. I mean, you can throw Rutgers, Illinois, and Nebraska. You can put them in the same, you know, range as far as what kind of team they are and what, as far as where they'll probably finish up. Rutgers, probably just a shade lower than Nebraska because Nebraska has a better quarterback and a better defensive line. I think Nebraska wins 26-23, but I think the right side's taking the 7 points.
Right, 26-23 Huskers, Lee says, for the game tomorrow. Last one in the NFL, Monday Night Football. Chiefs are 5-point favorites against the Saints, Lee. They stay undefeated.
Yep, free play if anyone wants to get the game. How about this? First five callers, we'll give it to them for free. Just call 800-400-9741. We will give them this huge game, Kansas City and New Orleans. 800-400-9741. And if you're looking to maybe hop on board, this is probably the week. Last week we had our 45-unit max wager on Kansas State, big winner. We're now 67-24 lifetime on our 40-50-unit best bets. Looks like we'll have another one going this weekend. Call it Locktober. You can get 4 weeks of games from now through Thursday, October 31st. Normally $497, but when you check out in the box, just put in coupon code SAVE200. SAVE200 brings the price down to $297 for all our selections, which are rated from 10 to 50 units, and you're going to get probably 9 to 15 games a week. We've got 54 straight days of football starting tonight, and also UFC. How about this? We normally charge $77 to $97 for our UFC card. I'm going to do it for $7. That's right. You heard me correct. 6 to 7 selections on the UFC pay-per-view card. $7. We're on a roll. We've hit 4 straight UFC cards. We had a plus 300 underdog on the feature fight last week on Moicano from Paris. He won inside the distance. They stopped the fight after the second round. So $7 for 6 to 7 selections. Everything's up and available. As you notice, we didn't talk about the Dolphins.
No.
ParamountSports.com.
Dolphins are dead, Lee. It's over.
Yeah.
It's all over Miami.
Hey, but your wife's got to be happy. No, doesn't have to spend thousands of dollars to come to Miami.
Nope, not going this year. We're not going this year.
You canceled the trip?
We never had a trip. We're not going. We're not going to Miami. It's not happening.
No
trip this year.
I may not see Jake for 2-3 years.
No, we'll be back hopefully next year. Hopefully next year.
See
back.
Jake for 4 years.
It's not
years.
Happening though.
What a bleak
conversation. Not if Greer isn't fired. If Greer isn't
Greer's
fired,
got to go. The GM. See, Chris Greer's got to go. I told you.
Burn it down.
Lee, always appreciate it. Thanks for chatting next week. That's Lee Sterling.
Take care.
Paramount Sports. Burn it down.
So well, Jake,
we're on the same page. Me and Lee are regarding the Dolphins. It's over.
What's got Greer's it. Background?
Been there for a long time. He's failed up. He's failed upward, the organization. It's hard to do that, but he has failed upward to the GM role. He has failed again.
Your knowledge is impressive of Miami. It is.
I've watched a lot of bad football.
Yeah.
For that team.
Failed up.
I'm not a coach, failed but I can up. See Doing bad football, off. And they do that. Okay, recapping Lee's picks here. Indiana gets to bowl eligibility with a 38-13 romp as a 13.5-point favorite against Northwestern.
They're starting to annoy me. 17 sacks, top 10 in specials. Ugh.
Cignetti getting it done.
Yeah, getting it done against lackluster competition.
Northwestern would also be that. lackluster.
100.
Oregon beats Michigan State, covers the 24-point spread, 38-10, says Lee in that one.
Okay.
Washington, as a unranked 2.5-point favorite against number 10 Michigan, has him winning and covering 2.5, 23-20 in that one.
Did you pick up the tidbit of information that he gave you?
The underdog was on.
If a team's not ranked and favored, they win 64% of the time, or they cover 64% of the time. Take Washington. Yeah.
Okay.
23-20.
Ohio State has covering 19.5, beating Iowa 38-14. Can you see that?
Yes.
Game?
Oh, God, yeah.
McNamara's defense has not been as elite as it has been in years past.
And McNamara's is generally ineffective. Don't know what's happened to him.
No, they run the ball extremely well. I think they're running backs number 2 in the country in rushing. But there's nothing going in the air.
Yeah, they don't got nothing. Yeah.
They have scored more points, though. They're better. They're better than what they're much better than they were last year.
How do you think they'll be one-dimensional against Ohio State? How do you think that'll go?
Probably not well.
Right. Yeah.
Not well.
Has Nebraska winning but not covering the 7. 26-23 Nebraska over Rutgers. So,
tension. Tension.
Yep.
There's a lot of tension if you're a Nebraska fan. There's always a lot of tension. It's fun.
Pretty standard.
It's fun.
And if you want Chiefs, Saints, or any other game, please call 800-400-9741.
What do you think, Chiefs, Saints? That's a tough game for the Chiefs, right?
Chiefs have not looked great, and they're 4-0. They went a lot, win a lot of
It's incredible
games.
If they're 4-0.
Yes.
They've not looked great, but they're still 4-0. They're,
you saw them live.
Saw them live. It wasn't a juggernaut, but like I said, they're 4-0. That is, mm-hmm. That's ridiculous, you know, to try to get to that.
If the Chiefs win Monday, or if they lose a close one, and the Dolphins find a way to lose, and they go to 1-4, these rumors about Tyreek Hill going back to the Chiefs would get louder and louder. That's been a rumor for now 2 weeks because of the situation in Miami, that the Chiefs they need an elite receiver. Rashee Rice is out for a while with a knee injury.
Uh-huh. 4 weeks.
At least 4 weeks. Xavier Worthy is
was not
is
an
good.
ACL then. Rice was not an ACL.
No. But they're saying he's on the IR. They're not sure how long. It's at least 4 weeks. He's on the IR. Is he gone for the season? Unknown, but at least 4 weeks for Rice.
They would work a trade?
There's rumors. I mean, that again, Tyreek's 31 years old. He's not getting younger.
No.
It's a chance to win another title. He's not. The Dolphins are not going to win a title when he's down there. It's just not going to happen.
Hmm.
The Chiefs are going for the dynasty. They already have a dynasty. Can they make it an epic dynasty?
Hmm.
Get Tyreek. I don't want to lose him, but I get why if that trade were to happen.
Yeah, I mean, what would the Dolphins' expectations be for return?
First-round pick.
First-rounder.
They trade a lot to get Tyreek, a lot.
And what do you do with the first-round pick?
Blow it. If Chris Greer's there, they're going to blow it, do something stupid with it. That's what's going
to
happen.
I didn't mean that way. Like, are you trying to get a quarterback?
I'd take a kicker.
Well, if it's, yeah.
You're trying to get a quarterback?
You got to consider a quarterback. Well, you have to.
That's what my question was. Not
keep us posted, Jake.
I will do that, guys. Before I get to break, there are couple words you do not want to hear when you work in IT, which are what, Bill?
I've been hacked.
Don't want to hear those words.
Don't want to hear it.
My God, those are bad words.
It was so nice. It's really just hard. Comforting knowing that you're not going to get hacked. It's just, you wake up every day, and now you don't. You have to worry about it.
Nebraska's preferred tech partner is Applied Connective Technologies in all 93 counties of this state. They do everything from managing IT and cybersecurity, phone systems, physical security, infrastructure, audio, video, and more. One team, all your tech solutions.
Yep.
Go to AppliedConnective.com or call 866-358-0109 for a free consultation. Applied Connective Technology.
Just imagine, I'm trying to log in. It's not working. Oh, then you get a message. Hey, we have all your information, and you can have it back for $1 million. If not, we're going to have it.
Who do you call?
Yeah. Applied Connect.
You do.
You better be ahead of the game, though.
Mm-hmm.
Once the hijacking is started, you're in a pickle.
Yeah.
You want to be ahead of that where they can't get into your system.
Right.
That's what you want to have done.
Applied Connect.
Out of Albion, Boone County.
By the way, just saw this on YouTube. Phil Ruhlman's on the YouTube chat.
Yeah, Phil.
The Phil Ruhlman. He says, good morning, guys. Sorry I am not there with a 2.5-pound dry-aged tomahawk to start your day with an amazing Keneally Angus steak.
He brought in GBR. Burgers the one time.
He did.
It was, remember that?
I ate it for breakfast.
Yeah, I did too. I ate mine in the car.
And it was good.
It was so good. Oh, when you're whipping down O Street at like 8:15 and you're eating a smash burger from Roman's.
Oh, man.
I mean, are you kidding me?
You should feel guilty.
That is. It's like you're living the life that people dream of.
Right.
It's like, what is that?
Hey, Phil, I think you'll see me Sunday morning. I'm coming out for brunch with the big, got 10 people coming out.
Oh,
you
wow.
Better get a res.
Phil, here's my reservation. I'll text you after the show or call you. But yeah.
Phil Ruhlman.
Brunch, bringing 10 people out.
Invented Gallup.
On Sunday.
Invented Gallup. And on his side is now running the most popular steakhouse in 9 states.
ten states.
Ten is it 10?
It's 10 now.
Yeah, it's 10.
Is it 10? That's the 10.
We just had North Dakota last night. I didn't know if we were adding North Dakota or not.
They did. When we come back, it's time for Bill's Thrills, a Friday edition next on Early Break on the Ticket.